Welcome to Kids Big Kids Europe. The Simin Kufla Merches Alachus of Shana Rabo Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah Sif Aleph. The fifth day of Chol HaMoed Sukkis, or in Eretz Yisrael, it's the sixth day. It's called the Shana Rabo, and we're knowing to stay awake the whole night before and sit and learn Torah, like it's printed in the Psukim, known as Tikkun Leilo Shana Rabo, because we are judged on water, on Sukkis. And our entire lives are dependent on a water supply. This is the last day of Yom Tov of Sukkis. After this, it's already Shmini Atzeres. Everything goes after the Chisum, the conclusion. The Zohar writes that the Din of Yom Kippur is sealed on Shana Rabo. So we want to have extra Zechuyos. By Shachris, we light some extra lights, some candles in the shul, just like on Yom Kippur. Shech Tzibah wears a kittel, they say Lamanatzeach, just like on Yom Tiv, and all the other Kapitloch Tehillim. We say Mizmar Lesoida together with the Yom Tiv Sukkot Zimra. We don't say Nishmas though. We say Ein Kamoicha when taking out the Sefer Torah, Shema Yisrael, just like on Yom Tiv. And by Mosuf, we say Na'aritzcha. It's not a regular Chol HaMoed over here. Second, the Kitzur tells us that there's a minhag Nevi'im, that the Nevi'im started, that everyone takes Aravos, special Aravos for Hoshana Rabo, besides for the Aravos that he has in his Lulav. They have to be kosher, just like the Aravos of a Lulav. Therefore, the Jew should not cut off these Aravos for himself. If someone has Aravos in his backyard, he should have someone else cut it off for him. The difference with these Aravos is that even if most of the leaves fall off, it's still kosher. Even if there's only one leaf on one branch, that's enough. The Rambam says it's not proper to use an arava where most of the leaves already fell off. However, the Kitzur points out that there's a hiddur mitzvah, that there should be many leaves along all of these aravas, yerushanas. They should have long branches, and the minhag is to take five of them, tie them together with a leaf from the lulav. Now, we don't take this bundle, the Hashanas, with the Lulav, together with the Arba Minim. When you get to the paragraph of Tane Emunim, at the end of Hashanas, we put down the Lulav and Esrig, and you pick up the Hashanas. Because at this point, we start davening for the water. And after finishing Hashanas, we shake the Hashanas, the bundle of Aravos, and then we bang them on the ground five times. And it's okay if none of the leaves fall off as a result of this banging. The Mishnah Berurah says that if, after beating it five times, no leaves fall off, he should beat it on something else that will cause the leaves to fall off. After beating the Aravos, he should not throw it out. Don't throw it on the ground, because that's Bizui Mitzvah. Shari Tzion said that this is not literally usur, because you are allowed to throw out something that was used for a mitzvah. Tashmishe Mitzvah. Rather, it shouldn't be thrown into the garbage with all other trash, because that's a bizui mitzvah. One should not trample on Hoshanas. Treat them with a degree of kavod, because they are tashmishe mitzvah. It is good to put away the Hoshanas and save it to put into the fire of the matzah baking factory. Since you used it for one mitzvah of Hoshanas with Aravos, you should use it for another mitzvah of baking matzah instead of just throwing them out. Next, the Kitzur says, on the night of Shmini Atzeres, one should not make Kiddush until it's nighttime, and you make a Shechiyonu, because Shmini Atzeres is a totally separate Yom Tov, detached from Sukkos itself. We do not make a Baruch of Leishiv Basuk on Shmini Atzeres, because in Davening and in Kiddush we say, Yoim HaShmini Chago Atzeres Azeh, which is saying that it's not Sukkos. If someone does say Leishiv Basukah, that would have been a tarte disaster, like, is it Shmini Atzeres or is it Sukkos? And next, the Kitzur says that on the night of Shmini Atzeres and the entire day outside of Eretz Yisrael, we do eat in the Sukkah. Midrabbanan, we treat Shmini Atzeres as if it may be the seventh. There are a lot of different minhagim brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, whether one should sleep in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. He says that the common minhag is to be mekel. Now, even while eating in the sukkah, we do not make a leishiv ba'sukkah. after finish eating by the day, which means Atzeres, we say the Yehi Ratzon Tefila. Kashem Shekiyamti V'yashavti B'sukazu Kenez Kel Shana Bo Leishiv B'sukas Oyrish Aliv Yostin L'shana Bo B'Yerushalayim. Kitzur says that it is proper to be machmer to sleep in the sukkah the night of Shmini Atzeres as well. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.